but if you use this any kind of wood, it builds up there, and then once in a while it would catch on fire. Sometimes it kept the roof on. My grandfather's roof caught on fire once, and I remember that. Because he lived right up the hill. He had a big house, of course, but he lived right up the streets, right up the road from us. And yes, those kinds of things do happen, or it did happen. Surely.
All right. There's one phrase I want you to say. This is just for pronunciation.
Yes.
Talking about the ashes in a fireplace, if they're gray ashes, you simply say gray ashes. If the ashes are white, you would call them.
If there were white ashes, then we would say they were white, I'm assuming.
Okay. That's just a pronunciation problem. Okay. What about some of the typical things that you would have in your living room? Or, you know, things to sit in?
Yes, we had chairs there. We had chairs in the room. We had, I'm trying to think, we did not have a complete living room suit per se. When I was small, I don't remember having one. We had an old couch there that Mama had covered with spreads and things. It looked very pretty, of course. It was how we bed we used it for. And then, of course, my mother's bed was in that room, too. And we had several chairs in there. It was a huge room. And I said it was a front room. Everyone came in that room there, the door there. And we had chairs in there. We had a couch on the side there. And we had a dresser in there, too. And also had an old wash tin in there, too, that we had in that room. And the sewing machine was in there. And there was a table in front of the dresser there that we sat there to do our schoolwork. Because we didn't have a desk, and therefore that was sort of the table we sat on to do our schoolwork. And of course the lamp sat there when I first started school, because we didn't have electricity then. We didn't have a refrigerator. We had an ice man came by every day. We bought ice from him. And we had what's called a coolerator. We kept the ice in. But then of course later, years, of course, like we did get electricity there. And of course later on we did get a living room suit, a couch and two chairs, and put in that same room, threw the old one away.
Have you ever heard people around here refer to the couch
as sofa?
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Have you ever heard davenport said to you?
Well, my grandfather had a davenport, but he called it. I guess we always called it couch. My grandfather used to say, davenport, you're right. That's what he used. That's what he had, because I think the difference between that was his would roll out of a bed. This kind of thing.
What about typical things that you would find in the bedroom?
In the bedroom, of course, we had, most of the rooms, of course, we had two beds in the bedrooms. And the rooms were so small, which relatively small. We used a lot of two big beds. In the middle had a table. Then, of course, behind the beds was where the storage areas and closets for hanging clothing. We didn't have closets, of course. We just had a place there for. We had a curtain back there to cover all that. You were hanging your clothes there on a nail all around the room there. Everybody had his separate place where he hang his clothes, of course, and then, of course, we had clouds. In fact, we just called the quilt pad back there, one corner of the room. And that's where we kept the linen and quilts and things there.
Have you ever heard of a separate piece of furniture where you might hang your clothes?
Oh, yes, we had a shiver room. Shiver room, yes, we...
Was that entirely hanging space?
And draw space, too, yes. Then became wardrobes, shiver robes.